More Idaho Matters right now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. Okay, you may recognize this next song. That was written back in 1963 by Tito Puente, the Latin jazz and mambo musician who is perhaps best known by this very catchy mambo beat. Oye, ¿cómo va? Mi ritmo bueno pa' gozar. Mulata, oye, ¿cómo va? Mi ritmo bueno pa' bailar. Mulata. His son, Tito Puente Jr., is a well-known musician in his own right and is on a tour to highlight his father, who would have been 100 years old this year. Tito Puente Jr. and his orchestra are coming to the Treefort Music Hall in downtown Boise this Friday as part of Global Lounge's World Village Night. And we're lucky enough to have him live on the program with us right now. Tito, it is such a pleasure to have you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate your time.
So, Tito, what do you think it is about Latin jazz and mambo music that really seems to bring people together?
You know, the music that my father left on this planet was something really special. And if you think about it, the name Puente, that last name means bridge in Spanish, and that's what my father did. He bridged people, culture, creeds, all different races and generations together for one purpose, and that was to dance to Afro-Cuban music. And that's what Tito Puente did throughout his entire 50-year-plus career, all the way to his unfortunate passing in May 2000. But for the past 23 years, I have been in perpetuity pushing my father's music to the newer generation, the youth of today, the younger kids. And it does bring people together. And I see that throughout his entire catalog of over 10,000 arrangements, 186 albums to his credit. His music is timeless, and it still, to this day, from the 1940s and 50s, brings people together and onto dance floors around the world.
What was it like growing up with, you know, with a dad who wasn't necessarily, you know, I'm sure you never thought of him as famous because he was your dad, but someone who was such a musician like your dad was.
He was a consummate musician, and there was a lot of music growing up in our home in New York. He played 13 different instruments as well. Piano, wow. Bass, conga, bongos, timbales, xylophone, vibraphone, saxophone. He played many, many different instruments. So it was great growing up. And I kind of honed in on trap kit, which is the standard drum set that you hear in most rock musicians and rock bands. And my father had a drum set in the garage. And what did you do as a kid? They tell you not to touch his, don't touch my instruments. And what do I do as a kid? You don't listen to your parents and you go and start whacking on them. And that's how I got involved in music and enjoying drumming throughout my career.
Yeah. And for you, I mean, was it that thing where just as a little kid, it's like, oh, what's this? And then all of a sudden you find that you have this musical inclination as well.
I always enjoyed rock music. That's my first love. And pop and rock music. I'm an 80s kid, so I grew up from 1978 all the way through the 80s listening to some Phil Collins, Def Leppard, Michael Jackson, Metallica, Guns N' Roses, all those rock bands, all those pop groups. So I was into that. I didn't really care for mambo, as we call it today. The word is salsa music. But what I did is when my mother, I got to thank her, she said, go with your father during the summer in between school. We had summers off. And I would travel with my father, Tito Puente, around the world to places like Indonesia, Australia, Japan, the Far East, the Orient, Russia, China, beautiful places that you would never think that they would speak Spanish or English, but knew Afro-Cuban music. And that's when I started honing in on what I really wanted to do, which was play Latin music and learning that 3-2 clave sound. It's a rhythm that most conga and most that's our Latin metronome. If you think most salsa songs have that derivative of that sound. And I kind of just traveled with my father and picked up on it. And he always told me, take a listen and watch me and don't say a word. And I would do that from the side of the stage. And me and my sister, Audrey, we used to fall asleep at his concerts. That's how not interested in mambo music we were. Yeah. But I'm so glad that I've learned to compromise my heart, if you will. Mm-hmm. And I love still rock music. And I'm going to find a way to put mambo and metal music together somehow.
Okay. I love that idea, actually. Yeah. So, you know, you've really embraced your dad's musical legacy. Why was it so important for you, you know, to really keep not just his memory, but his music alive?
You know, Tito Puente was something that we can only see once in our lifetime. One of those artists that really made an impact in the American music world too, as well as the Latin music world. I put my father in the category of Duke Ellington, Count Basie, Tchaikovsky, Beethoven. Tito Puente, he falls right in that category because of his composition, his arrangements, and the story. The story mm-hmm. of Tito Puente is the American dream. Coming from the streets of Spanish Harlem, New York, from poor parents, learning how to play the piano for a quarter a lesson back in the 1920s and 30s, being drafted into the war, serving as an American hero in the U.S. Navy in 1941 through 43, and then learning his craft and learning it, a street musician, if you will, as they called him in El Barrio, in the Spanish Harlem section of New York. And that's where he honed in on his craft and percussion playing. And his love of Afro-Cuban music and percussion is what really my father wanted to become. And he did. And throughout his 50-year-plus illustrious career, 7-time Grammy Award winner, a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, his legacy was so grand and so immense. And I think it has to be a world record having 186 albums as any artist in any genre. That really is something to be spoken for. I would put him in the category of those great titans of music. And he is now officially part of the American fabric of this country. And when you say Latin music and you think of Tito Puente, you think of the Marc Anthony's, the Jennifer Lopez's, but mm-hmm. Tito Puente and Celia Cruz as well are those two pinnacles and those titans that really opened the door for all Hispanic and Latin music artists that are out today.
What was it like too when you know that the first song we played on in the beginning of this? I mean, this is what your dad was known for. I don't want to butcher the name, so I'll let you say it. What is it? Oyo Como Va?
Oye Como Va. Okay. Yeah, the tune was written and composed in 1963 and was released that same year. It was a B-side. It was a fluke, if you will. And Carlos Santana in 1971 remade it into a rock version. It became a worldwide phenomenal hit. It still is today. And it's now one of those top 100 songs of the century, right there next to the Macarena and the Despacito mm-hmm. and all those other great Latin tunes. But Oye Como Va really transcended over 60 years. It's still one of the most popular songs in my father's catalog. I plan on performing it in Idaho, and I'm looking forward to celebrating that 60-year anniversary of a great tune. Throughout my father's career, with all of the great records that he had, he loved performing that because it's very catchy. It's a swinging number, and it's very simple. Most people can understand it and understand that cha-cha-cha rhythm to it, and people can dance and clap their hands to it. So it's almost like a call and response song, and that's why I did so well.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I know that, you know, your dad, if he were alive, would be turning 100 years old this year, and he passed away in 2000 unexpectedly. But, you know, I'm curious because you and I are about the same age, and our dads were about the same age. My dad was 3 years younger than your dad. My dad passed away a year after your dad did. And so we were raised by older dads. And I've always said, I think there's something about when you have an older parent, the wisdom that they kind of just give you, because it kind of oozes out of them. I mean, did you have that with your dad? I mean, I think it's just, you know, right. It's life that is lived so well and so long.
We have that so much in common. And yes, our fathers were older than our parents, or older than, much older than us. My father passed away at 77, and that was nothing but, I think, 29 years old. But I got to experience that wisdom that Tito Puente did have, the comical side of him, the humanistic side of him. My father was a philanthropist too. And he shared his humbleness and his love of the arts throughout his entire career. And it was great walking down the street with him and learning how to just be a father. And that's something that that really is special for me, being his son, that I instill in my children. I named my son Tito Puente Jr. the third. Go figure.
I love it.
Just to keep that tradition going. But that's something that, to say, you hit the word right on the mark, the word wisdom. And we did get that from our parents.
100%. Okay, so I know that you play phenomenal music, and that's what you're coming to Boise for on Friday. But a little birdie told me that you also have some really incredible hot sauces. Do tell about this.
Thank you. Yes. So my wife came up with the great idea during the whole lockdown a couple of years ago that we were on. What were fans doing? Well, people were dancing a lot on social media and dancing to the music of Tito Puente, but we couldn't go to live shows. So I said, well, what were people doing? They were listening to music. We were also eating a lot of food. And she came up with the creative idea of making some hot sauces. And I have four different brands of hot sauces, different flavors, mango, maple syrup. I got green, sweet green pepper, tamarindo, which is a fruit from Puerto Rico. And of course, I got the fantastic Carolina Reaper guava and hot salsa. They're all available online. You can follow me on all my social media at Tito Puente Jr. on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. I sell them online and people really, really ate them up. And I will have some hot sauce available for the fans this Friday at the show. And I'll also bring something that we call the compact disc. So a lot of people don't remember what that is, but I'll have a compact disc and I'll have that with the hot sauce, and you guys could pick them up right there at the concert. And I want you guys to try them out. They're great on fish, chicken, pork, steak. Great for Labor Day weekends coming up. A lot of people having barbecues. So check them out. They're Tito Puente Jr.'s hot sauces, and they're available at Tito Puente Jr. myshopify.com, or follow me on my social media and you can get, click right on the link, and I will have them for you guys in Idaho. I just got a brand new batch. And next year, we are planning on doing cherry flavor, pineapple, banana, and we're adding a lot more fruit flavors. But I never thought I'd get into the food market. But there you go. Tito Puente Jr. Salsa. Salsa to listen to and salsa to eat.
Well, I have to tell you that it's like, if you have a super hot one, that's the one I need. Not for me. My husband loves hot sauce, and I need the mildest one possible. So see, I need that compact disc. That's exactly what I need.
I got you. I got mild and I got the super hot. And let me tell you, if I always tell people, you know, get the hot sauces, purchase them. And if you don't like the hot sauces, gift them to somebody you don't like.
See, I love it. There you go. And we are so thrilled to have you joining, coming to Boise this Friday to perform. Thank you so much. I really loved the conversation.
Thank you so much for having me. I can't wait to, and bring your dancing shoes this Friday night at the Treford Hall. I'm so excited to meet all my friends and fans, and let's celebrate the centennial of Tito Puente. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We've been talking with Tito Puente Jr. He's on tour with his orchestra to help celebrate his father's 100-year legacy. As he mentioned, he's coming to the Treefort Music Hall in downtown Boise this Friday. It's all part of Global Lounge's World Village Night. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Want to learn how to be a master of business without going back to school? Listen to the Planet Money MBA. No suits, no PowerPoints, just the secrets of business school delivered straight to your ears. Every Wednesday till Labor Day on Planet Money from NPR.